Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve Ahm, the Steve Gruber Show, Tuesday, June 25th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. In a win for free speech advocates, the Supreme Court struck down a ban on trademarking words or symbols that are immoral or scandalous. I'll tell you more in a bit, but more importantly, I'll try to do so without getting in trouble with the FCC. We'll see. Two, a bunch of rich people want to be taxed more. Stop me if you heard that one before. They've sent a letter to candidates asking for higher tax rates. Someone should respond with the link to the donation to the Treasury page online. It's there. And number one, big stories at the Washington Post and New York Times today. Democrats are torn on a bill to deliver emergency aid to address the humanitarian crisis at the border. Now, you're probably asking, aren't they the same ones complaining about terrible conditions at detention centers? And why won't they help? Well, because it's more important to make the president look bad, of course. And more on that in a moment. First, I say to you, good morning. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram. Coming up this hour, Dr. Jerome Siegel and Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center in hour number two. I want to get right to this because there's some audio and a few things that I want to talk about on this. Again, stories in both the Post and the Times today. The Washington Post story, liberals angry with Trump administration treatment of migrant children force House leaders to amend border bill. Inside here, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez attacked the idea that Congress would provide billions of dollars in more funding to detain unaccompanied children apprehended at the border. She cited numerous reports detailing the poor conditions at U.S. facilities. So she's concerned about the poor conditions, but refusing to give money to improve those conditions. That is essentially the argument being made at this point. She, of course, would like to see no centers at all and everyone running free. That's not going to happen. Ocasio-Cortez said, that's not due to a lack of resources, That's due to a desire, an active desire by this administration to hurt kids. Remember when, you know, inflammatory language was frowned upon and, you know, don't make accusations about your opponents that aren't grounded in reality? People out there actually think that the Trump administration actively desires to hurt children? Okay, yes, maybe some do. Trump derangement syndrome. But by and large, I would think not. Cortez said, we need to stop funding the detention of children under any and all circumstances. Again, let everyone go free. No borders, no detention centers, no laws. Other Democrats striking a more measured tone, appropriators proposing nearly $1 billion for facilities, food, water, and other humanitarian items. Again, Ocasio-Cortez, by being against the bill, is being against $1 billion for food and water. House Appropriations Committee Chairman Nita Lowry saying, quote, we cannot allow our anger at this president to blind us to the horrific conditions at facilities along the border as the agencies run out of money. Exiting the meeting before its conclusion on Monday, Representative Veronica Escobar of Texas said the situation was, quote, truly an emergency, and that lawmakers were running out of time to address it. Remember when, not that long ago, people were criticizing the president for calling it an emergency on the border? It's no emergency. It's nothing of the sort. And now we have Democrat congressman admitting it is truly an emergency on the border. Kellyanne Conway on Fox and Friends yesterday, talking to the crew on the couch about the situation on the border and the bill making its way through the House. This is Kellyanne Conway yesterday, Fox and Friends.
This is all up to the Democrats in Congress. As the president and I and others who speak on his behalf have made clear, for a year plus, they can solve some of these problems in one simple session if they would just come to the table. Three quick things. They can reform the asylum laws, give us a fix on the Flores settlement, which is a court decision that prevents us from holding children over 21 days, and we have to release them into the interior. Nobody can guarantee what happens to those children once they're released into this interior. We don't know if they're trafficked, if they're violated, if they're killed, if they're worse. And so And the third thing, of course, is the TVPRA. We have kids being recycled. You grab the hand of a child and pretend you're a family unit, you have a better chance of coming over this border. So, but this requires congressional action. If the president could do it on his own, he would have done it a long time ago. This president, as you've seen with health care, as you've seen with other pieces of immigration, trade, anything he can do administratively on his own, he does. But we need Congress to come to the table. We now have help with Mexico, and that's going much better now that Mexico is helping us. But you see the crisis at the border. I saw that Leader McCarthy in the House said that every member of Congress should have to go down and look at go and visit the southern border and see what's happening there. I think that's a fabulous idea. They all ran down there a year ago to make a political point. They should go down there now and see the humanitarian national security crisis we have at hand. But the president is telling Congress, come to the table. He spoke with Speaker Pelosi at length on Friday night. He agreed to take a two-week pause. But as you see with tariffs and as you see with Mexico a couple of weeks ago, when the president speaks, other people seem to snap into attention.
It's Kellyanne Conway yesterday, Fox and Friends, talking about that bill making its way through the House. I also wanted to, this is the same topic, and I'll try to squeeze this in here before the break. Have you seen this video being shared, that viral Border Patrol video being shared through Now This? Now, look, here's the thing. Now This is just a liberal propaganda arm. You shouldn't believe, or you should at least look skeptically upon anything being produced by Now This. Largely things that have been edited sneakily. There's always an aim. They're not just sharing the news with you, okay? This is a piece at nationalreview.com, and it's written by someone on, it's a pseudonym on Twitter, AG Conservative, watches the media and does this neat little newsletter. Anyway, what the viral Border Patrol video leaves out, this is a viral video clip of a legal hearing in which a Department of Justice attorney debates a panel of judges as to what constitutes sanitary conditions. There's a version put up by Now This News claim the video shows a Trump administration official arguing that children don't need soap, toothbrushes, or beds to be safe and sanitary while in Border Patrol custody. There's been outrage, and it's been used as evidence that the administration is intentionally cruel to migrant children, but it's not that simple, as he points out. The hearing in the video was related not to actions taken by the Trump administration, but to a challenge of a 2017 ruling that under the Obama administration, they had violated the Flores Settlement Agreement with its treatment of children in custody. The judge in the case cited specific infractions that she felt were in violation of the safe and sanitary requirement. The DOJ attorney in the video was not arguing the U.S. should decline to provide those items to children, but rather that the Flores Settlement Agreement didn't specifically require those items. There's just so much to the story than what is on the surface. Predictably, he writes, the vast majority of people and the outlets that shared the exchange failed to note that the violations being discussed had occurred during the previous administration, while those that did know failed to ask themselves why the violations didn't receive similar coverage when they were first exposed. These same violations were happening under President Obama, and they're not doing it because they're cruel or they're evil, but because the system is being overloaded. You guys know this. Steve's talked about this. The intended care is humane and consistent, but they are being overloaded. This is like remember the picture of kids in cages? And it turned out it wasn't under the Trump administration. It was under the Obama administration, but no one made any noise back then, and no one really cares because it was a Democrat in office. Same sort of thing here. NationalReview.com, what the viral Border Patrol video leaves out. You can read the whole thing there. Scott Bertram in for Steve. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in and out parking, and they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.